Ever staying dry?
Yeah. So how much do you enjoy going up against another team rather than the same defense for the last 2 weeks?
It's fun. You know, it's really a good time. You get to come out here, different looks, different people. Everything's kind of just, you know, it's refreshing, really. And you go against the same guys for, what, 10, 11 days or something. We were doing that. You know, you see the same guys and everything, and, you know, it's nice to see new faces.
Jimmy, as a quarterback trying to build more of a connection with your receivers, how excited were you to see Julian Edelman out there today in these kind of conditions, too?
It was good. Julian, you know, he hasn't been out there as much as everyone would hope, but, you know, he came out here, and, you know, it's good to see him running around and just getting him back out there. It's always nice.
After yesterday, Jimmy, do you hold your breath when you see, you know, Julian slam his helmet, frustrated knowing what kind of competitor he is and he has to leave practice? Do you, as a quarterback, hold your breath?
No, I mean, you love to have a guy like that who's a competitor, who's going to fight for you. You know he cares about the game, and it makes you, want to play that much better and perform at a higher level, you know, just having guys around you like that. So it's always nice to have that.
Jimmy, at this stage of camp, how did things change when the games hit?
It's always different on game day. You know, it's a different feel and everything. You get those butterflies in your stomach and all that, and, you know, it's awesome. Football's back. You know, it's been back for 10, 11 days of practice, and now we get to go out there and play tomorrow night.
Jimmy, this time last year and the year before, we were talking about how important it is to get preseason snaps because those are probably the only snaps you're going to get.
Right.
What did you take now, knowing the fact that you're going to get snaps in the regular season? How do you approach these ones now, these preseason games?
Pretty similar to the last 2 years, to be honest. You know, it's an opportunity to go out there and perform with your teammates. You know, it's obviously different than practice. Different situations will come up, and you know, you don't know how many snaps you're going to get or how many snaps you're not going to get. It's all coaches' call. So when you're called on, you just got to go out there and perform.
And Jim, I think you were talking to probably four of us last year when I asked you that question. What's it like this?
It's different. It's different for sure. It keeps you on your toes, keeps you sharp. But, you know, it's a good problem to have. I'll say that.
Jimmy, will you be starting?
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine.
How important is it for you to try to get as many reps with that first unit, considering those are the guys you're going to be playing with week one?
Well, you know, it's tough right now because you don't know who the first unit is, who the second unit is. So, you know, I kind of like how Coach does it, how, you know, we rotate in and out. You know, injuries are going to happen throughout the year, so you got to be able to play with different guys and, you know, adapt to how they play. And I think it's a good situation to put us out there like that.
Jimmy, are you satisfied with your performance thus far?
You know, there's always room for improvement as a quarterback, especially as a young quarterback. I'm only going into my third year, so, you know, there's always room for improvement. Little things here and there that you just pick up on and hope to correct the next day.
Anything specific that you want to improve after 2 days of joint practices and the intensity ratcheting up a little bit more?
There's little things here and there. Nothing real specific, but, you know, just you want to be sharp, especially, you know, come tomorrow night when game time comes around.
Are you happy with where you're at right now?
We're moving in the right direction, I'll say that.
How do you think you're responding to the mistakes you make, the picks, the bad reads? Bill was talking about that's an important quality of a quarterback. How do you respond on that field when you throw a pick?
Well, you know, being a quarterback, you know, you got to have a short memory. Bad things are going to happen. It's just that's how football is. And so you got to respond the right way to it. You know, there's 10 other guys in that huddle looking at you, and you want to respond the right way.
Bill was talking yesterday, too, about in camp especially, there are times you're going to make throws, any quarterback, to try it. You wouldn't do this in a game.
Yep.
So how much of that, like, I mean, your process and you want to do the right thing, but sometimes just say, yeah, let's let it rip and see what happens here.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you got to, you know, part of that is gauging your receivers, your running backs, tight end, whatever it may be, and just the trust level in those guys. Sometimes you want to try something new, something the guy's never done before, and, you know, it's good to try it in practice. I mean, obviously, you'd rather try it in practice than the game and have a bad result, so... You know, that's what practice is for. You make the mistakes here so you don't make them in the game.
Have you seen, when you go back and look at the film, let's say the last three or four practices, have you really seen for yourself what you walk away from the film session saying?
As far as what?
I'm just curious how you characterize. You feel like they were good workouts? You feel like maybe there was a few too many miscues in there?
You know, I think they're all good workouts. You know, anytime you get to come out on the field and perform, especially against another team, it's just... You know, it's a different look. It keeps you on your toes, keeps you sharp. You know, you're not doing the same thing every day. You're not seeing the same coverages every day like you are from your teammates. So, you know, it's just it's a different look. And, you know, any work out there is good work.
Jimmy, everybody had a chance to hear from Eric LeGrand. Can you sort of touch on how touching a moment like that is for everybody?
Yeah, very. I mean, I've heard of his story, you know, from the SBs and just seeing him on TV and stuff, but never met him in person. You know, to meet a guy like that, and it was it's pretty amazing what he's doing. Very, very inspirational. I mean, just you know, his goals. I've heard from some of the Rutgers guys is to eventually walk off the field at MetLife, and I mean, that's more power to him. That's unbelievable.
Jimmy, can you say that you're on the same page with, say, Gronk or Thomas Bennett or some of the receivers that you're going to have to throw to?
Yeah, we're going in the right direction. You know, we got to take it day by day, and like I said, you never know who you're going to be out there with. So, I mean, all the tight ends, all the receivers, all the skill guys on offense, it's you know, it's a long process in camp, but we're definitely going in the right direction.
What is the biggest sign that you're going in the right direction to you?
You know, you just, it's kind of a feel thing. You know, you read their body language, you know what they're going to do before they do it type of thing. And I think as a quarterback, it's a good feeling when, I mean, before the ball's even snapped, you know what this guy's going to do before he does it. It's just it's a comforting feeling.
For the most part, it's been a pretty nice training camp, so good to get practices in this kind of weather.
Oh, yeah. Nothing new to us, really. A couple of Saints guys asked me what that thing was over there. I was like, yeah, it's our bubble, but we don't really go in there too much. So, you know, a little shocking for them maybe, but, you know, this is what we deal with in New England, so you got to play through it.
Sean Payton, being an Eastern Illinois guy, in the draft process, did you get to know him at all? Or?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, went on a visit there and everything, got to meet him a couple times. And, you know, there's not many of us Eastern Illinois Panthers out here, so... You know, three of us are out here on the same field, me, Kamu, and Coach Payton. So, you know, it's a rare thing, but it's always nice to see a friendly face like that.
Say you lost them in the draft at all?
Say it again?
Did they show interest in you in the draft?
It's tough to say. I went on a lot of visits and everything like that. You never know what teams are interested, what teams are just doing it to show things to other teams. But, you know, it was a good experience, definitely.
Sean said he lost a couple bottles of wine on that Towson loss.
Oh, geez, yeah. That's a frustrating game.
You still think back to that one?
It's one of those things.
That's the last time you really 50 passes in a game.
Yeah, it was one of those days that's frustrating to think about, but, you know, you live and learn from it, I guess. So, all right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Chairman.